Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lou Brown was a lyricist, and like most of the songwriters of his time, he collaborated with a composer to complete a song. But he also collaborated with another lyricist. Lou Brown's songs involve three sets of hands. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
There have always been a few co-lyricists, but few lyricists went from one to another throughout his career. Occasionally, Brown wrote a lyric by himself, but he was usually working with somebody else to set words to a melody. From start to end, that was the way he worked. As early as 1910, at the age of 17, he worked with black composer Ford Dabney and black lyricist Cecil Mack on a song you couldn't write today. But it was a big hit then, as was the wartime novelty tune Brown wrote in 1942 with Sam Stepped and Charles Tobias. John W. Bubbles Shine and Glenn Miller's orchestra Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
The same old clothes, shoes and hat, the same old things rearranged.
Oh!
It's very plain to see just how it happened to be. I put some polish on my Scott piece. I made a shoestring into a tie. I cut the corners off the end of my coat so they wouldn't fly. I got my shirt from a silver lining. I got my cane from an old oak tree. And that is just the reason why the folks all nickname me just because my hair's curly and because my teeth are pearly and just because I always wear a smile and suits to dress up in the latest style. Gee, I'm glad I'm living. Why take troubles all with a smile? Just because my color's shady, a wee bit different maybe, that's why they call me shy.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You're getting a third degree. when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you.
With anyone else but me, I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me, and I'll be true till you come marching home.
John W. Bubbles' Shine and Glenn Miller's orchestra, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lou Brown was a highly regarded, highly successful lyricist who worked in Tin Pan Alley on Broadway in the 20s and in Hollywood once sound pictures arrived. Right from the start, he knew how to write hits. Louis Brownstein was born in Odessa in 1893, came to America when he was 5, and by the time he was 19, he was writing with the established composer Albert von Tilzer. Their best-known song that year was I'm the Lonesomest Gal in Town. This is K-Star.
I'm the lonesomest gal in town. Everybody has thrown me down. I got no angel child to ever call me dear. Got no honey man for me to cuddle near. But I'm learning to roll my eyes. And someday you may be surprised. When I find someone's loving man and kiss him with a smack, I'll hug him and I'll squeeze him, but I'll never give him back. 'Cause I'm lonesome, so very lonesome. I'm the lonesomest gal in this here town. If you read in the papers someday how some poor gal has gone astray, don't shed a tear if you should hear that gal was me. And if you see my picture in the paper with a smile on my face, I was brokenhearted, that smile was out of place. If you want to save a gal from her grave, pardon me, a man, if you can. I'm the lonesomest gal in town. Everybody is putting me down. I got no angel child to ever call me dear. Got no honey man for me to cuddle near. But I'm learning, I'm gonna roll my eyes. And someday you're gonna be surprised. When I find someone's loving man and kiss him with a smack, I'll hug him and I'll squeeze him, but I'll never give him back. 'Cause I'm lonesome, so very lonesome. I'm the lonesomest gal, and is there any other town?
K-Star, I'm the Lonesomest Gal in Town. Brown took the next great leap in his career in 1925 when he teamed up with Ray Henderson and Buddy DeSilva. Henderson's light, bouncy tunes and Brown and DeSilva's playfully suggestive lyrics helped to create the effortless devil-may-care sound of the 1920s. They gave the flapper her soundtrack, an American musical comedy, Its Naughty Innocence. From 1926, Annette Hanshaw, Black Bottom, and from 1927, Ruth Etting, Button Up Your Overcoat.
But it makes a doggy somebody go down where the flats are muddy to do a step that soon will be renowned. They call it black bottom, new twister, sure got 'em. Oh, sister, they clap their hands and do a raggedy trot. Away they go, they jump right in and give it all that they've got. They say that when that river bottom covered with ooze starts in the swarm, couples dance is the movement they use. Just like a worm, black bottom, a new rhythm, a used bottom.
Drinking tea. Take good care.
Annette Hanshaw, Black Bottom, and Ruth Etting, Button Up Your Overcoat. Brown, with Henderson and De Silva, was all over the place, writing for Tin Pan Alley, writing for Broadway, writing for early talkies, writing for stars. They wrote this song in 1926 for Al Jolson to sing in Big Boy on Broadway, and then again in the 1930 talkie The Singing Fool. Meanwhile, the jazz-influenced recording star Annette Hanshaw also sang it. It All Depends on You.
Depend on moonlight for a love affair. Babies depend on mother for their tender care. Flowers depend on sunshine and the morning dew. Each thing depends on something, and I depend on you. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. Now I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it, go right on living, or end it, you're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
Annette Hanshaw, It All Depends on You. The songs of the 1920s had a syncopated bounce and lilt with an off-the-beat jazziness that lent them the drive needed to dance the Charleston and the Black Bottom. Nobody created that sound more consistently than composer Ray Henderson, and nobody translated it into the lingo of the day with more pep and pizzazz than Buddy De Silva. And, of course, Lou Brown. Johnny Marvin, Magnolia.
Lovey Joe, a boy I know, an expert judge of gals, was speaking of his lady love, raving to his pals. He said she's called Magnolia, and she'd ruin any man. Now I just can't describe her, but I'll do the best I can. Take some honey from a bee, mix it up with TNT. What do you got? Magnolia. Clara Bow, ain't she delish? Season her with Lillian Gish. What do you got? Magnolia. Listen, pal, he's scribing that gal is trying. When I'm done, it's 20-1, you say I'm lying. Take Cleopatra and Camille, add some more sex appeal, mix the lot, what do you got, Magnolia? Get that off his chest. The boys agreed, the gal had speed, said, let's hear the rest. Said, Joe, I really hate to, I'd make you feel too bad. But while I'm on the subject, there's a few words I might add. Take your beauties from far and near, add some follies, atmosphere. What do you got? Magnolia. Juliet and Lulabelle, take them both and shake them well. What do you got? Magnolia. Vamps, you know, each season they grow more sporty. Close your eyes and picture the prize of 1940. Take Mother Eve in her cute dress. Think of that and picture less. Mix the lot. What do you got, Magnolia?
Johnny Marvin, Magnolia. Working on Broadway, De Silva, Brown, and Henderson wrote scores for musical comedies, but also contributed songs to several of George White's Scandals, one of the extravagant revues that competed with the Ziegfeld Follies. In 1927, the three songwriters opened Good News, their most successful musical comedy. The score included Button Up Your Overcoat, the title song, You're the Cream in My Coffee, along with the unsexiest love song ever. Bing Crosby, Birth of the Blues from the Scandals, and Kim Huber and Michael Gruber, The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Say some dark is long ago. We're searching for a different tune, one they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. That's how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they played that as the start of the blues. And from a jail came a wail of a downhearted frail, and they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. Thank you. rehearsed it and gave out the good news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. The birth of the blues.
There are so many kinds of riches, and only one of them is gold. The wealth you miss, remember this. Worthwhile things cannot be bought or sold. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are
stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring,
the robins that sing,
the sunbeams that shine,
they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Bing Crosby, Birth of the Blues, and Kim Huber and Michael Gruber, The Best Things in Life Are Free. Even when they were working together as a threesome, Brown might sneak off to work with other songwriters. As they were first teaming up in 1925, Brown and Henderson wrote at least one song with the quixotic Billy Rose. The song didn't need a lot of help. It's pure jazz age confection. Chick Strawn's orchestra with Don't Bring Lulu.
Myself.
Chick Strawn, Don't Bring Lulu. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. At the end of the 20s, Al Jolson asked the threesome to write a sentimental ballad for him to sing in The Singing Fool, the follow-up talkie to The Jazz Singer. They were busy with other projects, so they dashed off the most sentimental, most saccharine tearjerker they could come up with. They thought it was awful, but they thought Jolson would love it. They were right on both counts. Al Jolson, Sonny Boy.
Climb up on my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only three, sonny boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sonny boy. Gray skies, you'll make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sonny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sonny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. Why, you made a heaven for me right here on earth. And the angels, they grew lonely, and they took you because they were lonely. Now I'm lonely too, so
Al Jolson, Sonny Boy. During the last years of the jazz age and the start of the Great Depression, Lou Brown continued to work with Henderson and De Silva, even though De Silva was becoming more interested in movie producing than songwriting. But the threesome stuck together long enough to provide songs for more movie musicals. In the first years of talkies, Brown and De Silva concocted a love song lyric inseparable from the movies, and the next year they came up with an early Depression Pollyanna song designed to help you through the darkening days. Sam Brown, If I Had a Talking Picture of You, and Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders with a vocal by Joe Cassidy, keep your sunny side up.
Thank you. sunny side up. Keep it up high, the side that gets blue. If you have 9 sons in a row, start a baseball team, they make money, you know. Keep your funny side up. Don't let up, let your laughter come through. Doo-doo-doo-doo, stand up on your legs, be like 2 fried eggs, keep your sunny side up.
Sam Brown, If I Had a Talking Picture of You, and Joe Cassidy, Keep Your Sunny Side Up. Even while he was writing for the movies, Lou Brown would sneak back to Broadway to write songs for shows. By this time, De Silva had turned from songwriting to movie producing, but still wrote with his old partners from time to time. From 1930, Helen Kane with De Silva, Brown, and Henderson's Thank Your Father. And from 1931, Ethel Merman with Henderson and Brown's Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.
When I think that you're the one boy I adore, gratitude inflates my bosom more and more. When I see your style and grace, analyze your smiling face, then I know how much I must be thankful for. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank them both for meeting up with one another. Thank the horse that pulled the buggy that night. Thank you, Ma and Pa, for feeling just right. Thank the tune night. Thank the moonlight that caressed them from up above. And thank goodness for their marriage and for the baby carriage. For I have no one to love.
Just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. mysterious. You work, you save, and you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries, the strongest dough must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned, so how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. People are queer, they're always growing, scrambling and rushing about. Why don't they stop someday? Address themselves this way. Why are we here and where are we going? It's time that we found out. We're not here to stay. We're on a shore. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, and you worry so, but you can take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries, the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned, you lose what you've never owned. Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Helen Cain, Thank Your Father, and Ethel Merman, Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. The partnership that was the source of much of their success had largely dissolved during the years of the Depression, but Lou Brown continued to write, usually with a second lyricist. In 1939, he, Charles Tobias, and Sam Stept wrote the book and the score for a musical called Yokel Boy. In that same year, the Andrews Sisters recorded a song written by a Czech composer with English words by Vladimir Tim and Lou Brown. Kim Criswell comes Love and the Andrews Sisters Beer Barrel Polka.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Anything can be done today. Did I say anything? That's my mistake. Though you have the power of a Bonaparte to save your soul, you can't save your heart. When that Cupid guy won't give you a break, comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love. can hurry to the shore, comes a summons. You can hide behind the door, comes love. Nothing can be done. Comes the measles, you can quarantine the room. Comes a mousy, you can chase it with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done. That's all, brother, if you've ever been in love. That's all, brother, you know what I'm speaking of. Comes a nightmare, you can always stay awake. Comes depression, you may get another break. Comes love, can be done. It's no use, just give in. So prepare, say a prayer. You can't win when love comes. Absolutely nothing can be done. Nothing can be done.
Kim Criswell, Comes Love, and the Andrew Sisters, Beer Barrel Polka. Lou Brown helped to define the sound of the jazz age, but he also wrote with a wide range of songwriters in a wide range of styles. Hit after hit after hit. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Thank you.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.